I wanted to know, why is it the Iowa floods and stuff like that aren't plastered over the news like the Katrina thing is? I don't get that. Seems like that's much more massive than Katrina.
Yeah, just as you said that, I looked up at CNN on the TV, and there were the Iowa floods.
Yeah. I don't get that.
You mean, well, because the toll of human tragedy is not quite so stark as it was in Katrina. So the real question here is why isn't it getting the coverage, but why is it that the people who are being affected by the floods in Iowa and the upper Midwest, why is it that they seem to be so much more capable of taking care of themselves,
right,
and handling this disaster than were the people of Katrina in New Orleans? And I think the answer is pretty clear, is that up there in that part of the country, you find a great deal of self-sufficiency. Down there in New Orleans, it was basically a parasite class, totally dependent on government for their existence.
Right, and I'm not trying to make it a racial issue, but you don't...
Well, then don't.
But the question I have
wait
is...
Wait a minute. Don't, because it's not.
I know,
look, it's a cultural issue, not a racial issue. In New Orleans, you had a culture of government dependence.
Okay.
In Iowa, in the upper Midwest, you have a culture of self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency, self-reliance. It's two different cultures. It's not different races. It's different cultures,
okay,
and that's why you're seeing a difference in the coverage of these two events.
Because I haven't seen anything about where is the government, nobody cares about us. I haven't seen no one on TV at the same level as that.
Yeah, and you haven't seen George Bush saying, you're doing a great job, Brownie.
Yeah.
haven't. Perhaps one of the dumbest statements ever uttered by a politician that I...
Well, nobody scripted that for him, did
it? No, that was foot and mouth disease with that one.